This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu today laid foundation stones of three new railway lines at Bangriposi in Mayurbhanj district of Odisha this morning. The president laid the foundation stone of the 86-kilometre Bangriposi Garumahisani rail line, which will enhance connectivity within the Mayurbhanj district of Odisha. The estimated construction cost of this project will be 2,549 crore rupees, and it will facilitate the movement of passengers and freight, contributing to regional economic growth. The 82-kilometre Badam Pahar Kendujhargarh rail line will be constructed at an estimated cost of 2,106 crore rupees. The 60-kilometre Buramara Chakulia rail line will connect the Mayurbhanj district of Odisha and East Singhbhum district of Jharkhand, and it will be built at an estimated cost of 1,639 crore rupees. The introduction of these rail lines will bring immense benefits to local residents who have long been deprived of efficient rail communication. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually address the BAPS Karyakar Suvarna Mahotsav, the Golden Jubilee celebrations of BAPS volunteers this evening. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel, along with the state cabinet ministers, will also be present for the Golden Anniversary celebration at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. The year-long Karyakar Suvarna Mahotsav has been organized to honor the service of the volunteers of Bochasan Vasi Akshar Purushottam Swaminarayan Sanstha, BAPS. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded the Cabinet's decision to open 85 new Kendriya Vidyalayas across the country. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said, "This is another big decision taken by the government to make school education as accessible as possible." He highlighted that while this step will benefit a large number of students, it will also create many new employment opportunities. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister also said the approval of the Rithala-Kundli corridor under the fourth phase of the Delhi Metro will make commuting between Delhi and Haryana easier. Yesterday, the Cabinet approved the corridor under the Delhi Metro Phase 4 project, which is scheduled to be completed in the next 4 years. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will pay an official visit to Russia from tomorrow. During the three-day visit, the Defence Minister and his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov will co-chair the 21st meeting of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation in Moscow. The two leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries in the field of defence, including military-to-military and industrial cooperation. They will also exchange views on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. Internationals have been advised to avoid all travel to Syria until further notification in view of the prevailing situation in the West Asian nation. In an advisory, the External Affairs Ministry has asked Indians currently in Syria to remain in touch with the Indian Embassy in Damascus for updates. The embassy's emergency helpline number is +96 399 338 5973. And the email ID is hoc.damascus@mea.gov.in. South Korea's National Assembly is set to vote today on an impeachment motion against President Yoon Suk Yeol following his controversial martial law declaration on Tuesday. Yoon's decision to impose martial law aimed at controlling political parties and the media was lifted 6 hours later after being rejected by 190 lawmakers. The main opposition Democratic Party and five other parties argue that the declaration violated the constitution. Meanwhile, Yoon Suk-yeol has apologized to the nation in his first public comments since his abortive attempt to impose martial law. Yoon is also facing corruption allegations involving his wife, First Lady Kim Kyon-hee. The air quality in the national capital, Delhi, has once again deteriorated to the poor category with an average air quality index of 215 as of 7 a.m. this morning. And with that, we end this news bulletin.